We learned late Tuesday afternoon, Chief Larry Tolliver announcing his retirement. Tolliver had admitted to using homophobic slurs on one occasion and later apologized. 2 weeks ago, Newman announced an investigation of Tolliver, who had been accused of retaliating against some officers who testified for the prosecution at the misconduct trial for former County Executive John Leopold. He said an investigation found that didn't happen, but did say in a statement the department does need a chief who can focus solely on the department's mission. As for her reaction to his retirement, Newman had this to say.
I was surprised. We had a lot of conversation about the turmoil in the police department, but I was surprised when he handed me his resignation yesterday.
What's your next step now? You've said that it's time to clean up the county, as we've heard you say a number of times. What's your next step for a replacement for him?
Well, we need an interim solution. We won't make a hasty decision. Clearly, there are long-term systemic issues within the department, so we want a long-term plan, but we need a short-term something short-term to get us over the hump here in the next couple weeks.
Based on when you first got into office, are those problems now worse than you initially thought?
Well, there are problems throughout the county that we're trying to address one at a time. Within each department, we have challenges. There happen to be some particularly visible challenges within the police department, and we will figure it out. We will take it apart piece by piece and build it back up again until we've brought confidence to the department back.
Does that mean looking outside the department for a chief of police?
I think that's very likely.
And that's already a decision you're going to look at?
It's not an absolute. I just think it's likely. Considering the ongoing challenges that we're having within the department, a fresh perspective is definitely in order.
Newman also talked about the rain tax. She vetoed the storm water management fee set by the county council, saying she wanted lawmakers more time to come up with a new plan. The tax would charge a fee to a residential or business property based on the amount of concrete on the property. However, just days after she vetoed the measure, council voted to override the veto.
We should all be for the environment. I always say if you're not for the environment, you should be. The Bay is the reason I moved to Anne Arundel County. It's an important quality of life there for us. It's a huge asset in our community. And, we all should support it. My question was really about how it's being done. It was only the top 10 jurisdictions in the state. There's already a bay restoration fee and several other taxes, fees, and organizations that support a healthy bay. My question is really about what we're doing in a collaborative overall effort. We just received another grant from the federal government to clean up the bay. I just want to make sure that all these efforts are working together and that we're clear that the money is being spent to work on the bay and the tributaries running into the bay.
Do you plan on leading an effort? I know there's some other counties that have some question about this. Planning on leading a sort of effort to stop it?
To stop
the rain tax?
Well, I haven't spoken with other counties about it directly. I was trying to make the best decision for the citizens of our county. I'm very supportive of the environment. I love the Bay. I want to support the Bay. I just want to make sure we're doing it in a way that's thoughtful for the citizens of Anne Arundel County.
Also this week, the council passed, and Newman says she will sign a law allowing people 18 years of age or older to carry a taser. She told me why she supports that bill.
The taser bill is certainly controversial, and there's no question that it's a difficult decision for a lot of residents in our county. Montgomery and Prince George's made it legal long ago, so it's not a new bill. It happens to be new for the citizens of our county. It's a difficult question because it is clearly protected by the Second Amendment. There's no question about that. But anytime you introduce a new firearm or a new defense device, it's always challenging for a certain group in our population. And I appreciate that. You know, I'm the victim of a violent crime, and I'd like to think that if I had some sort of self-protection device, I could have protected myself. But the truth is sometimes you just can't.
Really? Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. I was raped in the middle of the night. Someone broke into my home, and I've been very public about that. I woke up with a gun pointed to my head. It was touching my right temple, and there's nothing I could have done in that moment to protect myself. I always look back, 30 years later and think that I wish I could have done something. But in reality, when you're in that situation, you don't know how you'll respond, and sometimes you just don't have a choice in how you respond. I was fortunate to live through it, and I often think about how I would protect myself if I should find myself in that situation again. So it's a very personal issue for me, but it's also a Second Amendment issue. It's clearly protected by the Constitution.
Did that happen here in Maryland?
In Baltimore City, yes.
In Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Baltimore City.
And what happened to the man who did it?
Well, it took 19 years for the case to be investigated. It was not investigated the night of the rape. I was an 18-year-old kid. And the police department didn't believe that I had been raped, so it was not really followed up on. 19 years later, after a very successful life and career, I went back and had the case reopened, and it was solved in 3 days, and he went to jail.
The taser bill was sponsored by Derek Fink based on feedback he got from his constituents. Phil Jakubowski, WBAL and WBAL.com.